News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We were talking about the weather earlier on in respect of the eclipse tomorrow, and apparently the best chance of seeing the eclipse with cloud cover is going to be in the southeast. That's if you're in Ireland. If you're planning to go further afield, Spain is the spot to go, which you would think would be a positive thing from a Spanish perspective, because there is likely to be an influx of several hundred thousand additional tourists. But given the wildfire threat, there are serious concerns. With us is Simon Hunter, who is in Spain. Simon, the concerns about the arrival of several hundred thousand people are what?
Good morning. Well, as you may expect, it is that small villages, places where there are very, very good vantage points to watch the totality of the eclipse, are going to be completely overwhelmed. For example, one of the little villages that's been in the eye of the media this week is a place called Somosierra. It's just in a northern part of the Madrid region. It's only got 93 residents, but it's going to be one of the best places in the Madrid region to see the eclipse, with nearly a minute and a half of totality. But the local council is very concerned it's going to be completely overwhelmed by visitors. And I mean, on a personal level, I've been saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to go and watch it from the rooftop of my building, because for the last week or so, if you drive around Madrid, the electronic signs on the motorways are warning of the eclipse and telling people, do not stop your car on the side of the road to watch the eclipse. And the message very much from the government is to plan in advance. I'd just be terrified of getting stuck in a traffic jam somewhere, basically, and missing it, because I think a lot of people are going to get on the road at the last minute to try and see it.
And at this point, because we already have weather forecasts here, as I was saying, that indicate that the southeast corner is the best spot, likely at this early stage, to be able to see it. Is the same true in Spain? Do people have a sense of where they're going to head to?
Yeah, I think people are planning in advance. I do some side work in tourism, and I've been seeing a lot of American visitors, some really passionate eclipse hunters who've got their trips all worked out, and they know where they're going to be. Fortunately, the weather forecast is looking pretty good. I mean, it's just the sort of regular places where you can expect a bit of cloud cover, such as places in the north, in Galicia, up in the northwest. But most of the country looks like it's going to be clear. We are still in, this period of incredibly hot weather. And of course, as you mentioned right at the start, that does mean that we've kind of got two big stories combined. We had those terrible wildfires that in particularly affected the Madrid region and the neighbouring Avila province just at the end of July. And so what we've seen in the last week or so is a lot of viewing events actually being cancelled, either by local councils or by regional governments, or restrictions being put in, because there are huge fears among the authorities, among the Spanish authorities, that the eclipse viewers could inadvertently spark new wildfires. It just takes a badly parked car to start a fire, or a cigarette butt, and we're still in these really, really tinder dry conditions. So there are a lot of fears among the authorities that the eclipse viewers could inadvertently start a new blaze.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that that doesn't happen, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that you get a decent view from the top of your building, Simon. Thanks very much for that report. That's Simon Hunter reporting for us there from Spain.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.